If you have a relationship with somebody, especially if it's a more hierarchical relationship where you're in a position of so-called authority, you're a boss, you're a teacher, you're a parent, even a therapist, right? Or doctors. The other person is not going to take your influence, isn't going to actually access the trust and flexibility to try something different or to do something that they wouldn't ordinarily do because you're presenting it as a request or a suggestion, or consider your feedback as constructive criticism or whatever. That is not going to happen if you haven't laid down the groundwork that you are, you know, discerning enough to think about all the details and, you know, consider all the possibilities. You're flexible and humble enough to kind of change your mind sometimes or acknowledge that you were wrong if you get new information. And you don't have an ego or a power need here to be right and to have control. And you also don't have anxiety. You can tolerate your own distress sufficiently so that you're not asking them to do something simply for your own comfort. So if you have not laid down that groundwork, regardless of the relationship, but especially like more of a, I don't know, authority-ish hierarchical relationship, don't be upset when they do not take your influence. And if you've never had this experience in a relationship where you're tasked with taking somebody's influence, but they're actually trustworthy, they can tolerate distress, you're not being erased. If you've never had that before, even though it's valid, just be aware that you're going to be more demand resistant sometimes when it actually isn't dangerous. You're not being erased. So.